This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Kyiv on Monday, Steve Karish reports.
The two held talks alongside their teams at Marinsky Palace, the president's official residence in Kyiv, an important meeting with U.S. Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen, Zelensky said in a text released alongside a video of the meeting. Yellen also laid flowers at the Wall of Remembrance dedicated to fallen soldiers and met with Ukrainian landmine removal experts whose equipment was financed with U.S. funds. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
The British government says it's reached a deal with the European Union to resolve their long-running trade dispute over Northern Ireland. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Together, we have changed the original protocol and are today announcing the new Windsor framework.
Speaking alongside EU leader Ursula von der Leyen in Windsor, Sunak says the two sides had agreed changes that will remove onerous customs checks on goods moving to Northern Ireland from the rest of the UK.
We'll work for all people and businesses in Northern Ireland.
Von der Leyen says the agreement has restored UK-EU relations to the right footing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Italy's Coast Guard on Monday searched the sea and beaches for bodies following a shipwreck off Calabria as authorities tried to identify the dead and the government's migrant policy came under scrutiny. An overloaded wooden boat broke up and sank early Sunday in stormy seas off Italy's southern coast with bodies, shoes, and debris washing up on a long stretch of shoreline. The death toll rose Monday to 62 people. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Among the worst hit by February 6th earthquakes in Syria is the rebel-controlled Idlib province, where access is limited to aid group workers who are warning time is running out to avoid a famine. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
International aid is arriving to meet the growing humanitarian crisis. Those efforts are assisted by the United Nations Security Council, allowing for 3 months the opening of two extra border gates with Turkey. But aid groups warn 3 months are not enough. Quake survivors, many of them now homeless and destitute, are aware their fate depends on any international help that arrives and whether the extra border gates stay open. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Israel on Monday deployed extra troops in the occupied West Bank after a Palestinian gunman shot dead two Israelis and a Palestinian was killed when Jewish settlers rampaged through a village, setting fire to houses and cars. In fresh violence on Monday, the Israeli military said Palestinians carried out a series of drive-by shootings on a highway outside the West Bank town of Jericho before fleeing. An Israeli civilian was wounded in the attack, the military said. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Portugal's footwear industry is taking a big step towards going greener, with 120 Portuguese shoemakers signing an agreement to cut the sector's emissions by half by 2030. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
One firm who signed up was Bolflex. The company takes worn-out shoes and transforms them into so-called eco-rubber. Pedro Sereva is head of sales at Bolflex.
Before, we were throwing away, burying, sending to landfill about 300 tons of waste.
The new Shoe Green Pact was drawn up by the Portuguese Footwear Association, representing companies in Europe's third largest footwear producer after Italy and Spain. Participating companies signed up to 10 commitments, which cover energy efficiency, product design, and packaging.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. Mexico's president launched new barbs Monday at his Peruvian counterpart, describing her as a puppet of oligarchs. It's the latest escalation of tensions between the two nations over the removal of Peru's former president. Peruvian President Dina Boluarte on Friday announced the definitive withdrawal of Peru's ambassador to Mexico, after Obrador made remarks branding her government unconstitutional. Boluarte said the two countries' relationship would continue at a business-only level. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.